Last 2 weeks, we've talked about two takanas the Chachamim made about Hezek Re'iyah. Like there's the Isser of watching a person's private affairs, and the Chachamim didn't want that to happen, so they made two takanas. One takana they made was if you have people in a joint courtyard or side-by-side courtyards, they have to jointly build a wall between them so they don't watch each other's affairs. And the takana we learned last week was that if you want to open a window in your house, you have to make sure it doesn't overlook someone's courtyard and impinging on his privacy, right? And we said in all cases it has to be talking where it's going to affect his privacy, not most cases nowadays. Anyway, the yards are wide open to the street. It wouldn't make a practical difference, except in a case where you're actually going to change his lifestyle by your ability to look out. We said there were differences between these two takanas, that whereas yard side by side, there could be no chazaka, even if it's been there for years. Any day, one neighbor can say, it's enough, I want you to share with me the cost of putting up the wall. And you can't say, well, look, I have a chazaka, it's been 3 years, and you didn't say anything. The chazaka doesn't work. However, by a window, if you've had a window open over someone's yard, certainly for 3 years, maybe even the chazaka could be established even quicker. If you have a window open, so there you can establish the chazaka counts. The Rush said two reasons, the Rebbe Kasha said another reason, the Rush's reason, which we'll deal with tonight, again, is that by 2 yards, there the hezek is constant. There it's like a kutra beis hakisei, where whenever I'm walking in my backyard, I see you and you're in your yard, you see me, we're always in the yards. So that's a constant. There's no such thing as a chazak in such case. Just like there's no chazak by a bad smell, a bathroom smell, or by a heavy smoke. But a window's not made to look outside. The window's made to let air inside, to let light inside. It might just be that I might happen to walk by. So the other chacham made a takana. Don't put the window over the yard. But if you've been there for 3 years, or if your neighbor saw you doing it and he was quiet, so there you have established a chazakah, and he can't then force you to close the window. That was one difference we saw. That's the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, even though some Rishonim disagree with that, but that's the way we paskin. The second nafkamina was, even though we said by 2 yards, there's no such thing, if you say, well, there's a minig in this city that we don't put walls between 2 yards, that Tosus calls the poskim called minig shtus, a minig garua, that minig has no validity. That's only for the same reason. That's because the 2 yards is constant hezek between one and the other. You can't have such a custom where people will be hurting each other all the time. But a window, there we quoted the Marit Tzahalon. Many folks can use him as a source to say that there a minig does help. He said in Tzfas, where he lived, there was 400 years ago, there was no one stopped putting up windows that would look into someone's courtyard because the minig was to not to worry about that, to not be mocked on that. So the minig counts in such a case, even though it doesn't count in the takana of a wall. So that's what we learned last week, the last 2 weeks. Tonight we're going to talk about a third takana, which we know famous from the children when they go to school. They come home with Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, that when the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, Bilam said, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, how great are the tents, and Rashi brings, we'll see the Gemara, what was so great about the way their tents was that they made them, that the windows wouldn't cross each other and the doors wouldn't cross each other, wouldn't be opposite each other. And that's a third case of a takana that we'll talk about tonight. That starts with the Mishnah, the next Mishnah in Bava Basra, the one after the one we did last week on Samech Hamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, Lo yiftach adam chater lahashutafim. A person cannot open a door in facing a chater, a partner's pesach neged pesach, a doorway opposite a doorway. For example, if you consider the hallway of an apartment house a chater, where the common entrance where people go in, so the halacha would be you can't have your door opening directly opposite the door of your neighbor. V'chalon keneged chalon, also you can't open up a window directly opposite a window next door. For example, here or in New York where you have buildings close together and you have one window, you're not allowed to have your window opening directly open to another window. Haya katan. Not only that, if the doorway of the window was small, lo yasen agadol, you can't make it larger. Echa lo yasayin shanayim, if you had one, you can't make it into two. You can't do anything to increase the lack of privacy you're forcing on your neighbor. But you can open up a new window or a new door towards the street, even though across the street there's a Pesach Keneged Pesach, even though there's there's a house across the street. So there you can do it, the Chalom Keneged Chalom, and also you can open up a window opposite another window across the street. And there, Hoyakatan, if the door is small, Oseh Zagadol, you can make it larger. Echaros Hashanayim, if it was one, you can make it two. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to know what's the Isser, and then we'll see what the Heter is, if there's a Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Menani Mili, it's a Daraisa. How do we know that there is an Isser in opening up a doorway, connected a door or a window against a window? Amr Rav Yochan, Rav Yochan said, Amr Kod, because the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam es Enoch, Bilam lifted his eyes, Vayaris, he saw Shochin Eshvatov, he saw the Jews living among their tribes. Ma Ra, what did he see? That he gave them a bracha. He saw that their doorways are not facing each other. They are fitting that they should have the Shekhinah rest upon them. That's what we learn from Bilam, that you can't have your Bilam Mishpat wants to say that the drush is really dafka by the doors. That's what the Chazal say, that's what the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, but the Mishnah says both Takanas. You can't have a door against a door or a window against a window. And that's from Bilam. It seems that it's Daraisa. Now, what's the heter if there's a street? So that's the Gemara says, Pashit. If there's a street, so then he could say, Amalei, so far, boy, this neighbor should serve him. If we're across the street, so what are you worried? That I opened up a door and I'm going to see what you're doing? Anyway, anyone walking down the street can turn and look in your house, so then there's no difference. So based on this, we have big problems, Luchara. We can understand why we open up windows facing the windows across the street. That's because that doesn't hurt anyone, because there's a street anyway. But how can we open windows in our houses that do face windows that are next door? You look at our houses, I think there really could be one opposite the other, and certainly in New York we have these big tall buildings right next, this far apart from each other, and they're looking right into each other. Eretz Yisrael, they're built like that also. They're not far. The measurement between two buildings in Eretz Yisrael is 8 meters, 8 yards around, not that far away, and the windows do, the porches do meet each other. And in apartments, you know, apartments in most places, even in built by B'nai Torah, yeshiva apartments, you open up your door and you're right opposite the door across the hall. In Eretz Yisrael, you open up your door, you're right opposite the door across the hall. Right? How, what happened to this bracha that Bilam gave us? What's happened to Shochin L'Shvatov, Matova Ohalecha Yaakov? How can we get out of this? So that's going to be tonight's topic. So what is the issue? Let's see the issue first, and then we'll hopefully come up with some justifications. The Rashbam says on the Mishnah here, the Tamishim Sneas. The reason is because of Sneas. What type of Sneas? The Adrama says this Isser includes Mishim Sneas Denashim. Here we're talking, it could be this is worse than the cases we were talking in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks we were talking about courtyards. We said there's also Sneas there. And we even saw that some poskim use this as a source of there being an Isser in looking at a person's private affairs. But there's a difference between looking at a person's business affairs that he's doing there, or like we saw someone said, eating, and between looking in his house. When you're looking in his house, there you could be dealing with looking at the privacy of his wife, of the women in the house. The way the Chikrei Lei puts it, I have a long arichas here, but just nice to read. I'm not sure if everyone agrees with it. He says, Ikr din hezek ri'iya. What's the main problem of hezek ri'iya? By opening up a window towards someone's house or to someone's yard. Here he's saying it's even towards the courtyard. I'm not sure how posh that is, but what is it? Because yistak l'beishas chaveiro, you'll start looking at your friend's wife. Or you'll see the private things that a person does with his wife, the way he talks to his wife, the way he eats with his wife. He'll be doing things not knowing that someone's looking. How do you know that that's the problem with Hezek Riyah? Because in our mission we learned, well, you can open a door against a door, window against a window, and we learned it from Bilam that he saw the tents weren't aligned against each other. Medrash Yamdein, who brings a medrash that elaborates on that. It says like this. The medrash says, "Shlohoyu Yisrael Perutzim Ba'arayis." The Jews, Klal Yisrael, stayed away from anything that could avoid arayis, adultery, or any prohibitions regarding arayis. Uveshashar the Mitzrayim, when they went to Mitzrayim, hoyitzenuim koyachibasach ohalo, everyone was private and each in their own house, in their own tent. Ishu beisov, each person came with his wife. Lo Reuven hayimavid beishdeshal Shimon. Reuven wasn't looking at Shimon's wife. Lo Shimon beishdeshal Reuven. Shimon didn't see Reuven's wife. El koyachad ohalo, everyone had their own private home. Even when they were in the midbar, they were sunua like that. They wouldn't open their door opposite someone else's door. So came and Shavah Dilam, Kachman Dilam saw that. So that's his raya. You see that here we're talking about the tznius between husbands and wives, but some with women. That's what we have to care about when we're talking about looking into someone's houses, the windows of his house, the doorways of his house, and that's a chamer iser. That's something that it's paskin in halacha. Not only that, whereas we learned that there last week that opening a window over someone's courtyard, if you have it for 3 years or he saw you doing it, that could create a chazaka, and he can't force you to close it. We'll see that most Rishonim and Halacha, you can't even establish a chazaka here if you have your doorway open, someone else's door, a line to his door, his window to his window. The Rashbam says here, Befei Rishon in the Mishnah, Afilo Hecha Deyeshul Chazaka, even though he has a chazaka, he still can't open a window opposite a window and a door opposite a door. What's that mean exactly? Even though he has a chazaka, you don't have a chazaka. So the way Beis Yosef understands it, others understand it, based on what we learned last week. Last week we learned that you could establish a chazaka. If the neighbors don't mind, you can even ask permission. Do you mind if I open a window over your courtyard? I'll be careful not to look. Don't, you know, you know, I'm a good guy, you don't have to worry. And that chazaka works, the permission works. So the Rashbam is saying, even though you have a chazaka to open it up over the courtyard, the Beis Yosef says that permission doesn't help to open up the door opposite the door of the house across it, or to open up a window facing that window. He says, here the people, he required from the people in the chatzar permission to open up the door or the window. They can still prevent him. He can't open up the door opposite, directly opposite someone else's door, or a window directly opposite someone else's window. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. That a chazaka doesn't help in both cases here. Both a window opposite a window, a door opposite a door. The tour brings from the Ramah, the Yad Ramah. He says that it's true the chazaka won't help in the case of a door opposite of a door, because there's an isser involved here, but if it's a window opposite a window, so then the chazaka does help. That's the way the tour quotes the Ramah. We have the Yad since it was printed. Since the Torah's times, he had it, and then it seems that the other poskim didn't have it, but we have the Yad Ramah now printed, and he says like this. He says, a good kasha, what's the reason you can't open up a window opposite a window, a door opposite a door? Well, you'll say, because you're impinging on the privacy of the neighbors. Now, are you allowed to acquire that right to make a chazaka, or get permission, or if you have the permission to have 3 years chazaka and then keep it open, just like you can open over his chatzir? So your Ramah asked, if you're able to, so then the Gemara doesn't make sense that we just learned. Because what did Bilam do? Bilam saw that the houses weren't aligned, the doors weren't aligned one against the other, the windows against the other, so it must be Matova Olecha Yaakov. But suppose they were aligned, what would the problem be? Maybe they acquired rishus from the neighbor to put the window against the window, put the door against the door. You know, what's the problem? If they got rishus, why can't they? So the Yad Ramah learns from there that it must be that you can't acquire rishus. This is worse than looking over into a courtyard. This is looking into someone's private affairs, into his doorway, to have a door opposite a door, so then even Mechila won't tell. Right, let's read it inside. He says like this. If this is just a financial issue, a monetary dispute, a choshen mishpat issue, even if the Bilam had seen the doorways matching, a line. Amai ein ruuyin. Why couldn't they have the Shekhinah come about? Dima mincha hu demachli kaviyatadi. Maybe they were mochel each other. Ataman democha zeku kavicharik v'yusahu. If someone is mochel, someone damaging him, that's bad. It's adarav. It's a good thing that people aren't so machbid. They're nice with each other. So it must be there's more to it than a monetary issue here. El mishum de lav midi de mishtari v'mechilahu. This is something that you can't permit through mechila. So why? Because there's a din of sinias here. So then the Rama says, "Dafgai pesach keneged pesach." That only refers to the door opposite the door, to the stogi de la mistaka, because you can't help when you open the door, you're seeing what's happening across the hall. Avagavi chalon, but by a window to eshelish the mushik lo listaka b'shusidechavei windows. Like we learned last week, aren't made to look out. Windows are made to let the light in or to let the air in. So it's possible to live in your house without looking out. So there, he says, even though the neighbor could protest the window because he doesn't want to have that be the fear that he might be looked at when he's doing something private, if the other neighbor has a chazaka, kaimele chazaka. So that's the source of the Torah quoting the Rama. So the Rama is saying an important halacha, the way we have the Rama. He says, there's no such thing as a chazaka here because we have more than a financial issue here. We have an issue of tzinius. And it's a halacha that you can't have a door. You can't help by opening your door and seeing what's happening across the hall when that person's door is open. So that's something that there can't be a chazaka, there can't be a mechila. He disagrees with the Rashbam. The Rashbam said you can't even have a chazaka by a window opposite a window. At least the Rama says, well, a window opposite a window, that's not so terrible because you can work in your house without looking out the window. Be careful not to look out the window. You won't impinge upon his privacy. Anyway, we have a machlokus whether chazaka will help by a window opposite a window. Certainly it will not help for a door opposite a door, according to everyone, the Rashbam and the Yad Rama. And the question is happened by a window, so that seems to be a machlokus, the Rashbam and the Rama. What's the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch in Kufn and Dalet Siv Gimel says, partly we was no gear from last week, Echad me'ashutfin b'chatzer, if you have one of the partners in a chatzer, Shabikesh l'ftomach l'chalon l'chatzer, he wants to open up a window opposite a yard, ma'akev alav shutfo, the partner, the co-resident of that, co-owner of that courtyard could prevent him, because he's going to look at him from in the yard, from the window. But if the partners in the courtyard gave that person permission, it's fine. But you have to make sure, like the way you understood the Rashbam, make sure you don't open up the door opposite the door or a window opposite a window. Right, the way he understands that Rashbam is because there's no chazaka for hezek ri'iyah. You don't have such a chazaka. I mean, the Bedek of Eisen though and says that we hold there is a chazaka, so maybe it will help. But even Shulchan Aruch says you can't open it opposite the door, whether opposite someone else's door, whether chazaka helps. He's not clear, but the Rama says clearly, pesach neged pesach lo mahani chazaka. Even if you have your door opposite someone's door for 3 years, the chazaka doesn't help. V'adin chalon neged chalon, and the same thing will be if a window is opposite the window. V'yesham, and some say though the chalon neged chalon mahani, he's quoting the Rama that if the window is opposite a window, that it does help. Right? The first sheet is the Rashbam. The chazaka doesn't help neither for the door opposite a door nor for a window opposite a window. And some say the Rama he brings says that a window opposite a window helps. Now the Sma explains the machlokis in a way that doesn't match our printed version of the Rama. He says he was looking at the way the Torah quoted the Rama, and he says, you know what the machlokis is about? The machlokis is about what's the source of this issur. The Rashban, he says, the first shita in the Rama in the Rama holds that the source of this halacha is the issur. It's a lack of tznius. There's a lack of tznius to look into someone's house. And as much as a chazak you have, as much as even if he was mochel you, it won't help because how can he be mochel you to do something that's aser? Like the Yad Rama asked himself, but that's what he's understanding the Rashbam. You can't even have mechila of a window opposite a window or a door opposite a door. It could be it'll help if it's into the chassid, that's not so bad. But opposite a window or opposite directly aligned to the door, there nothing helps because there's an isser involved. The second shita, which is mechalik between a door and a window, that he says holds that there's no isser involved. There's just a a monetary or financial issue, and therefore we could say when a door opposite a door you can't do because there he's not going to there it's a he's certainly a big hot party. No one's going to allow someone's door to open his door for 3 years for at all. He didn't tell him the rights, and he can stop at any time. But a window opposite a window, which isn't so bad, so there a person is mochulit. That's the way the Sma understands the machlokas of Chazon Ish, and other posts can point out that based on the way we just read the Ramah, you can't understand the machlokas that way, because the Ramah clearly says there's an Isser involved. The Ramah clearly says there's an Isser involved, just like the Rashbam clearly holds there's an Isser of Sinius. What's the chiluk between a window and a door? The Ramah says himself, well, if it's a door opposite a door there, you can't help but seeing what's going on when you open your door and his door is open, you see what's going on in the house. But a window opposite a window, he says it's possible to work in your house without looking out the window across the other person. So that's why a chazaka helps in that case. So concluding what the halacha should be in theoretical halacha, we'll see before we get to our times, the pashas is that a chazaka, even though last week we learned that a chazaka, you can have a chazaka. If you have your window open 3 years opposite someone's courtyard, you can keep it open, and if he saw you build it, the chazaka probably is established immediately. And certainly if you have a signed contract where he gives you the right to open the window and waives his rights against going into that, opening the window over the chazaka, that helps. That's because the window is not made for such use to constantly look at the chazaka. It's not like two people living in the chazaka together that we force him to build a wall where there's no chazaka. So over there, we said there's no chazaka because you can't help by seeing what's in the yard. But when you're a window, you're in the house, you're looking at a window over a chatzit, there a chazaka helps, his mechila helps, and that certainly, and we learned last week that even the midik helps, that helps by a window going into a yard. But a door opposite a door, and maybe even a window opposite a window, so there where you're looking to someone's house, that is a breach of privacy, that issur there is too much to bear. And that's something that the Rishonim say cannot be waived. You can't be mochel that. And if you've been, even though if you've been there 3 years, it doesn't prove anything, because what are you proving that? Well, he must have told me the right. But he can't tell you the right. You're not allowed to have your doorway opposite his doorway, or his window opposite his window. That seems to be the simple way of understanding what the Poskim are saying here. Except we saw the Ramah brings one sheet to the maybe a window opposite a window. There you could establish a chazaka, because there also, it's like a window into a courtyard. It's not such a breach of privacy as a door opposite a doorway. But that seems to be the way to understand it. And therefore, we're back to our problem nowadays. Well, the windows opposite the windows. So, okay, maybe we could say we hold like the second sheet of the Ramah, and since no one protested, so you could keep your window open. But what happens if someone decides to protest it? Well, you have the right to say, you know, I see you're making an addition, I want you to not have a window open into my it's facing my window here. At least what we say, you could do that if it's facing his yard. And the worst problem though is in apartment houses where you have the door opposite the door, where there no one holds a chazaka helps. What right do we have to build the houses the way we build them nowadays? So we'll first talk about windows, and then we'll talk about doors. Windows, the Mincha Svi, all the contemporary folks can talk about this, Mincha Svi, Mincha Mishpat, Mishkan Shalom. Mincha Svi says, just like last week we learned that a minig helps, he brought from the Maritz Sahalon, that he said in Sfas we have the custom that we open up windows even though there's a chatzir, we close in the chatzir but it's far away, there's a minig. So that minig overrides the Isser, or the obligation, the monetary obligation that a person could have to prevent you from doing that. So the Mincha Svi says the same thing over here. Since the minig is in Eretz Yisrael, he's talking that you build houses 8 meters apart from each other, and he says because of that minig there is a law for contractors in Eretz Yisrael that every window they build they have to put a tris, those types of shutters that close completely, block out all light. So therefore, he says, we can go with that minig for a window opposite a window, right, based on this Maritz Tzahalo, that you can open a build your house in such a way. And he says the same thing will be if you want to build an addition, it should be the same thing, because this is what the minhag is. However, he says one exception. He says there is no minhag to convert a house into a dormitory or into a base medrash or yeshiva where there's tons of people looking at all times. So that you can do, because then you could say, look, the minhag might be that one family house, opposite one family house, the windows face the windows, but you open up a whole dormitory over there and you have, you know, especially with kids, they have nothing to do sometimes, and they'll start looking into the house opposite. That he says, there is no minhag. That's the way the Minchas Tzvi gets out of this problem. Now, that's not so satisfying on its own, because we learned last week, why does the minhag help by a window opening over the chatzah? That's because you can't establish, that's because you can establish a chazakah, right? That's based on the Rosh. We said that it's not as bad as two people going into a yard all the time, where you can't establish a chazakah. Here you can establish a chazakah because you can, you know, avoid looking outside. But if you hold like the Rashbam, the Ramah brings that shita, that you can't establish a chazakah of a window opposite a window, so then how does it help? That how can you have a minhag that it should help? The minhag can't be stronger than a chazakah. If you can't establish a chazakah, you shouldn't be able to have a minhag either. So the Eimek HaMishpat, he adds another piece to that. He says that why can't you establish a chazakah over here? It's not because of the monetary issues. The reason you can't establish a chazakah over here is because of the tzniyos problems. That's why you can't establish a chazakah here. That's why you can't establish a chazakah. But if the minhag would be that houses are constructed in another way to avoid the tzniyos problem, so then we could go back to the halacha that maybe there could be a chazakah and a minhag would help. And he adds on to what we just saw from the Minchas Tzvi, that since the minhag is, it wasn't like in the Midbar or times of the Gemara where people just had their private houses and it was the only person near them was the next door neighbor. Now, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, in New York, it's like that. You have a limited area and you're forced. The society is forced to deal with a lot of people in a small area, so they have to build up. But that's the only thing you can do. So that becomes the new situation. And because of that situation, they build the windows with the trisim, with those shutters, in a way that you can't look across. It's once you solve the tzniyos problem, so now we don't have to worry, well, you can't establish a chazakah window opposite a window. That's only because of the tzniyos problem. Once we've solved the tzniyos problem by putting up these trisim, and this is the way society has to run, or people won't be able to have a house to live in. They'll have to go, you know, live in the city or in the Arab lands or in Harlem or someplace like that. Or Flatbush. So there you have a big problem. So that's why the minhag became that you have a window opposite a window. Mishkan Shalom adds one last to make it a little bit more palatable. I'll just add, like we learned in the Mishnah, that you can open up a window even though there's a window across the street, because anyway people are going by looking in. So he says we're not dealing anymore with one window facing another window. We're talking, if you look out your window, there's 20 windows facing you if you have a high rise next door to you, and even if you have in our streets where you look out your back window, there are four or five windows from all directions that could really, if they wanted, could take binoculars and look inside, right? It's really, things have changed. So what do we do? This is what Moshe said. What we do is we put curtains up now, right? We don't have the trisim like they have in Eretz Yisrael, those shutters, but we have curtains. People get used to living with curtains and mini blinds and different methods of stopping people from looking in. So once the house has ceased to be such a private place, because we end up being careful because we know anyone could be looking in, so he says this halacha of the iser of a window opposite a window no longer applies because we have the minhag. Once again, the minhag prevails, that because the situation has changed. Right? That's the way the contemporary post can take care of opening windows opposite windows. Now, once again, this doesn't help anything to be matur you to look out the window and to see what your neighbor's doing. Right? That we saw in the very beginning, that the Ramah said, even last week's halacha, right? Even though if you establish a chazaka to open a window over someone's yard, which we paskin that you can establish a chazaka, right? The Rama says that chazaka only means that you can have the window to let in the fresh air or to let light in, but it doesn't mean that you establish a chazaka to look out to see what he's doing every time he's outside. You hear a sound outside to go, what's he doing? What's happening now? That's also, you're not allowed to pinch on his privacy in his yard. And certainly, if it comes to things of sneeze, you're not allowed to do that to see, oh, what's he doing now? I can look out the window. I have a chazaka. Oh, he forgot to draw the blind. So let's see, maybe something interesting is happening, right? That certainly remains usher. We're only talking that you have the right to keep the window, which is what we were worried about. How can we seem to be ignoring Bilam's bracha, right? So that's the way the poskim seem to explain it. That's the way they do explain it, that since the situation has changed, we have other ways to deal with the sneeze issue in our contemporary times. So therefore, the minig prevails, and you could probably even establish a chazaka. If it's been like this, the neighbor can't wake up one day and say, you know, I just learned this halacha and baba basra that you can't have a window up in my window, I want you to close it. He'd have to close his also, you know, that'd be a whole shiloh what to do there. So we don't say that. So that takes care of the window problem. But how about the doors on Yeshiva Lane and in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael and all the apartments in Eretz Yisrael, the doors, you open a door and there's another door across it, right? How do you help that? Because here, no one holds the chazak helps by a door opposite a door. At least there we had the Rama. The Yarama said a chazak helps, but a door, everyone holds a door. It doesn't help. The Bracha Bilam, the Feirish, was talking about, Matovo Alech was talking about the doors. That's the lashon of the Gemara. So how do we have our doors facing doors nowadays? So the first thing is, the Mishkan Shalom wants to say that even though it's a big chiddush, I think, because even though the Chazanish, the way we've been understanding it and others understand, when the Rama says you can't establish a chazaka, a door opposite a door, and even mechila doesn't help. So the Pasha way we understand that is that even if the two people get together and say, look, you know, we have to build our house together and there's no other way to do it, let's just open the door, stop at each other, and we'll be careful not to look at each other inside each other's houses. So the Rama seems to be saying even that it's usher because it's something that you can't help. It's something, Sashin was that, it's impossible that you won't be looking across, and that's why it seems like there's, the way the Chazanish said, since there's an isser, mechila doesn't help. So the Mishnah Shalom wants to say a chiddush. He says, maybe that just means mechila doesn't help. Normally, if I mochel you something, I have rights to prevent you from, opening up the window opposite my courtyard, my backyard. But if I mochel you the right, so then now you have the right. Now what happens if I change my mind a week from now? Well, it's too late. I was mochel to you. I gave you. Like if you owe me $100, I mochel the loan. And now, 3 weeks later, I changed my mind. Too late. I was mochel the loan. It's your $100 now. You don't owe me anything. I have no right to you anymore. So Cody, that's all the Rishonim mean. The Rishonim mean that if I mochel you the right, I have a right to prevent you from opening a door opposite my door. If I mochel you that right, the mechila won't tell. I could always change my mind 2 weeks later and say, you know, even though I was mochel you, it's an issue involved here, I want you to close that door. I have the right to do that. But, he says, if the two people jointly have been mochel each other, of opening a door opposite the door, and they work out a system not to have the doors open at the same time of the day, so you know, you go, I wake up, you go to the later minion, I always go to the early minion, and you come back late, I come back early, right? So they have a system where they can live together without impinging upon each other's privacy, so then that should work. That's the way he understands it, and that would be one way of getting around the problem nowadays, since the people have doors and they have a way of working things out. They say, okay, we're going to make sure we close the doors, and many apartments, the doors spring shut all automatically. So that could help if you disagree with the Chazanish's understanding of the Yad Ramah. But the Parshat Pshat was that there is an Isser involved here. So to avoid the problem, the Enik HaMishpat says, the other Sora that Moshe said, and that is that we don't have doors opposite doors. Doors opposite doors meant doorways, opposite doorways. It could be there was some covering or something, but in general, it wasn't that, like our houses, when you close the door, it's like a wall. There's no difference between the door, front door, and the part 3 feet to the side. It's like a wall. It's closed at all times. You just open it to sneak out and hope no one sneaks in while you're going out. But you'll keep your door closed at all times. So he says it could be that now we don't even have a doorway opposite a doorway, and that could be why we are not mafid on opening the doors. Then he says the second hetter that Rav Moshe said, and that is that our houses are constructed differently than their houses. They had one-room houses, maybe two, I don't know, probably one-room houses. You don't see so many different rooms.
One-room.
A tent, or to the Gemara, they weren't living in tents anymore. In the times of the Mishnah, they weren't living in tents.
They were also one-room.
They were one-room houses. They certainly didn't have the foyers or the hall that we have. And why do we have the halls? Because you don't want to see the people, and there should be a place where people just walk in. Actually, so you don't get the house muddy. But it's made in a way, many times, where you can't see what's going on. Now, there also, if you look at houses, not all houses are like that. So many houses, you do see straight into the kitchen when you open up. There happens to be a hallway going into the kitchen, or a hallway going into the dining room. It's just a place, you know, for you to put your coat in a closet. It's not, built such a private way. But it's not like the times of the Gemara or the Mishnah where you just went straight into the living area and there wasn't much else going on there. So based on these two svaras, they make a mission, Mishkan Shalom, Pesachei Choshen, he says the second svara, they say that it could be that the whole halacha of Pesach Keneged Pesach doesn't apply in the way our houses are constructed. No, it's not that we're making a hazok on Pesach against the Pesach or a minig Pesach Keneged Pesach. We're saying we don't have Pesach Keneged Pesach. Pesach Keneged Pesach means a doorway opposite a doorway. We don't have that because we have Delos. It doesn't say Delos Keneged Delos. It says Pesach, an opening opposite an opening. We have a Delos, a door that stops it. So it could be that the whole halacha doesn't apply. It better, because that's the way we're living. So combined with everything, the Emek Commission concludes that we still are Roy Tashchina among us because we construct our houses with the trisim and with the doors, and it should help. So summing up this last shiur, we're going to give one Hezegri'iyah. We've had three takanas about Hezegri'iyah. The first we spoke about Ayin Hara, that's beyond Hezegri'iyah, that was being mazik someone with Ayin Hara, that for sure is Asir, that's in Hilchos Nezikin. But in Hezegri'iyah, Nizkei Shcheinim, we've had three takanas. Once again, there's three problems with Hezegri'iyah. One is causing a person great discomfort, that's Tzar HaGuf. The other is preventing him use of his property, that's a Tzar Mammon. And then there's the Isser involved that we talked about this week. So there's three takanas to prevent Hezegri'iyah. The first takana we learned was people sharing a courtyard or sharing adjoining backyards have a obligation, the right to force the other to share in building a wall between them. We said that's not so prevalent nowadays because anyway, anyone could see in their backyard. People don't just live there, just two of them side by side. If they did, there would be such a takana. We've learned from Rabbi Yashim holds it always applies. The other said if you use your backyard for some private things like swimming pools or eating, that would be apply nowadays. Last week we spoke about the takana. You're not allowed to open a window opposite someone's courtyard. That we said would apply in a case where through that window now you could see something that he's doing that you didn't see beforehand. And there we said a chazaka will help, a minute could help if there is a minute to open them up. And today we learned about the third takana, not opening a doorway opposite a doorway or a window opposite a window, in which case we've seen these different svaras why even though it's such a chamer dika isra that a chazaka doesn't help, a minute shouldn't help, but we've found ways of working it out that in most cases it will help. However, I will add that it is nogei according to, even though we quote him in Chasvi said it's even a minute helps even to open up an addition, a window over an addition. The other post in the Emek HaMishpat says that if we do build an addition, it could be there is no minig that when you build an addition that you open a window directly opposite someone else's window. It could be there is no minig on that, and that could be something that a neighbor would have a legitimate complaint that when you're building your addition, or you just, I'm opening up a new window and it's directly opposite his window, that could be a real problem, even based on these schools that we're talking about tonight. So that ends Hezegri'iyah. Next time we'll start a new issue of Nizkei Shcheinim, and that's the opposite. That's if you have a window, what can you prevent your neighbor from doing in terms of construction where he wants to build a wall like right next to it and block the light, block the view? And that we'll talk about. Hapala, darkening your window, that's going to be the next.